It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions. My guest today is Abby Martin, the director of the documentary Earth's Greatest Enemy. Abby, welcome to Green Visions.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The approach from this film is that the U.S. military is the leading cause of environmental damage to our planet. I'm picturing a pie chart in my brain. Do you have an idea about how big that slice that can be attributed to the U.S. military is?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it really is. It really becomes unquantifiable. We went into this documentary subject just wanting to unpack the carbon emissions that the U.S. military was responsible for, because I was alarmed to find out that they're actually exempt from all of these international climate treaties and have been since the original one in Kyoto, Japan. And so that's led by the Pentagon under the pretense of national security. So that was really shocking to me. And I kept hearing that statistic that the U.S. military was the largest institutional polluter in the world, larger than 140 countries. But when you go into that and you try to unpack that statistic alone, you realize it's just the oil purchases on paper from the U.S. military. So we're talking about 270,000 barrels of oil every single day that this institution purchases. But of course, we can't look at that in isolation. We have to extrapolate that out and look at life cycle emissions in terms of the global arms supply chain, the logistical maintenance of a military empire with 800 bases around the world. And then, of course, even broader, the great arms race with Russia and China, the great power competition, the proxy forces when you're looking at NATO machinery, and of course, just the enforcement of a fossil fuel infrastructure.
Who are some of the people and organizations that you followed while you were filming, interviewing for this project?
You know, we went all over the world. We went to Guam, which was really bizarre to take a 20-hour plane ride to one of the last remaining colonies, abject colonies on the planet, and looking at the resilience and resistance movements from Chamorro people there and kind of the eradication of that culture and continuous destruction of the indigenous land with the expansion of Space Force and other military bases there. The resistance in Okinawa, Japan, this is an island smaller than the size of Rhode Island, and it hosts 32 U.S. military installations. There's a large multi-generational struggle going on there of the indigenous elders and youth that are putting their bodies on the line to try to resist this expansion into this beautiful blue coral reef. Hawaii, we went to Alaska, speaking to the indigenous communities there. You know, a lot of Americans don't really travel around the world, but when they do travel, they go to Alaska and Hawaii. These are beautiful natural wonders, and I think a lot of Americans would be really shocked to learn the complete destruction of these lands by the U.S. military.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of putting this on film? This is a film documentary, mm-hmm. Earth's Greatest Enemy. I mean, you could talk about the same thing in book form. You could tell an allegorical story in some sort of a novel, but making this a documentary, the importance of that and how that is conveyed.
Indeed. And I think we're looking at kind of a bleak media landscape right now where things are very short form, lacking investigative qualities. There's no money at all in things like this long form storytelling, and especially about an issue that's very controversial. The military is sacrosanct. It's revered and worshipped in the institutions of America. So it's a tough subject to tackle in any form because you don't have mainstream institutional support for something like this. But my partner, Mike Preisner, and I, who's an Iraq War veteran, longtime Iraq anti-war organizer, helping veterans leave the military, we wanted to tackle this in a documentary in the totality that it deserves. Because media transformed me when I was young, 25 years ago, when I was really diving into advocacy journalism and, you know, unpacking the lies that the corporate media told us about war, about empire. I was really enlightened by media. And I think it does a job that a book can't do. You can sit down, watch a 2-hour film, and you can rewire your brain. And I think when you sit down and you see the totality of these existential crises that no one really wants to face, they seem very daunting, but I think it's about time that we face them.
If you're just joining us, this is Green Visions. We're speaking with Abby Martin, director of the documentary Earth's Greatest Enemy. Abby, sometimes when a problem is pointed out, there is a corresponding solution that goes side by side with it. I wonder, is there visibly in the future a practical solution that might somehow be on the table, or does it still feel like the first steps is awareness? Is that what is presently important?
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I think this is becoming more and more in the periphery. The consciousness has exploded around the world. So I do think the moment to seize and to try to plant this narrative and try to coalesce these movements around it to get us out of our silos and atomized pockets, we don't see those success stories because they don't want us to see that it's possible, it's feasible with community organizing, all the divestment campaigns that are happening. I think when you're looking at the existential nature of a global military empire and how do you decommission something like that and reorient their entire planet, yes, we're talking about a gargantuan task that has to start first and foremost with consciousness and awareness and education, media literacy with Americans. So Americans really have to wake up and organize.
There is a free screening of Earth's Greatest Enemy at the West Theater in Duluth at 10 a.m. this Saturday, February 7th. Abby, where can people go for more information about this documentary?
Go to earthsgreatestenemy.com. I'm on a director's tour across the U.S., Australia, Canada, and Europe. This is something that needs to be put in front of every single person that you know. We need to open their eyes to how they are victims of this. This isn't just a mission. This is talking about legacy contamination. This is talking about water contamination. The fact that they are just maintaining a military arsenal to this extent is contaminating water at every single one of the hundreds of bases inside of this country. While we need resources here, we need healthcare, we need infrastructure. I want a habitable future for my children. I brought two children into this world, and I'm going to fight with every fiber of my being. And it is becoming very urgent. We're seeing it clear as day. This movie is one tool in the arsenal. Duluth, Minnesota. I'll see you there at virtual Q&A.
Abby, thanks for the time today. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Abby Martin, director of the documentary Earth's Greatest Enemy, airing at 10 a.m. on Saturday, February 7th at the West Theater in Duluth. Green Visions is a production of The North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions.